are concerned with treating people, not just illness.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a chance of a few flurries, high of 37 today. It'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. After a few months' delay and an ownership change, a new biodiesel plant in Danville was officially opened with a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday. Startup operations will begin later this week at the new Blackhawk Biofuels plant. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Biofuels Company of America, a joint venture involving the multinational food conglomerate Bunge, had planned to open the new plant in Danville earlier this year, but BCA decided to pull out and sold the facility to Blackhawk, a Freeport-based investors group. That delayed completion of the plant, but now it's ready for startup operations, with 27 employees and plans to have biodiesel ready to ship by late December. Iowa-based Renewable Energy Group is running the new plant for Blackhawk. Renewable spokeswoman Alicia Clancy says Danville is a good location for biodiesel production.
It's on the Illinois-Indiana border. We hope to serve customers in Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and maybe even into northeastern Missouri. And we just want to serve those petroleum distributors who are looking for a good source of high-quality biodiesel.
The Blackhawk Biofuels plant is built on land owned by Bunge and will use soybean oil from the Bunge milling facility next door. But Clancy says upgrades to be completed later this winter will enable the plant to produce biodiesel from animal fat feedstocks as well. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
In a closed-door election last night, Democrats and Republicans in the Illinois Senate each chose new leaders. Longtime Senator John Cullerton will take over as president in mid-January. Cullerton's an attorney who says his close relationship with two other Chicago Democrats, the governor and speaker of the Illinois House, will help bring the feuding factions of state government together. That fighting has prevented Illinois lawmakers from passing a major infrastructure program. Cullerton says that will be his top priority.
When you have a recession like this, the best thing, and this is what Barack Obama is doing, is trying to put together an infrastructure bill, put people back to work, and that's why that's the number one priority.
The new Senate Minority Leader, Christine Redonia of Vermont, also says she'll work for greater cooperation while at the same time pushing her members' agenda.
Our caucus is going to be about the issues that bring us together and that the taxpayers are interested in, and that is fiscal issues and taxes and, you know, how we're going to give people opportunities to, succeed on their own.
Redonia is the first woman to reach the highest tier of Illinois' legislative leadership. She says it's exciting to be part of history. Both Cullerton and Redonia will assume their promotions in January after an official vote by the new General Assembly. Illinois Child Welfare Agency disputes an email that says it needs to pay overtime at some offices because of layoffs. Department of Children and Family Services spokesman Kendall Marlowe says the agency is training people moving into new jobs, not compensating those doing extra work because of laid-off workers. In an email sent Monday and obtained yesterday by the Associated Press, DCFS told the union that it'll lose 27 of 39 investigators at its Maywood office to layoff or reassignment. The memo says the extra work is necessary for case overtime because of the layoffs and calls the impact tremendous. Union officials say workers already have caseloads that exceed court-ordered limits, and that puts kids at risk. The Chicago Tribune, citing documents it has obtained, is reporting major airlines serving O'Hare International Airport have called for a halt to an expansion project. The Tribune reports American, United, and several other airlines are calling the O'Hare plan flawed and oppose more spending on expansion. According to statements sent to city and federal authorities, the airlines are calling Chicago's effort to move ahead with the project premature and inappropriate because of the decline in air travel and the airline industry's uncertain future. The O'Hare project includes replacing intersecting runways with a parallel runway system and new passenger terminals that the airlines are now calling ill-conceived. The city contends the airlines are letting short-term financial concerns overshadow gains to be reaped from reconfiguring O'Hare. Indiana's Bureau of Motor Vehicles says a woman may have a personalized license plate carrying the words, "Be Gods After All." The reversal comes after Liz Ferris sued the BMV in federal court for refusing to issue a new plate carrying the same words she had on other plates for several years. Commissioner Ron Stiver says the BMV will give Ferris a new plate bearing her old message, which she intended to mean "be gods" or "God apostrophe S" or "belonging to God." But her lawyer says the lawsuit will continue because the BMV's policy is still in place, and if Ferris were to let her license plate lapse again, she would still be subject to the same policy. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 8:35, and our meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather here on Morning Edition and Joe Biden's 68th birthday.
Really? He's that old?
68 years old today.
I mean, I guess I could figure out how long he's been in the Senate. That would be, 38 years. Because wasn't he 30 years old when he became a senator?
He's been in 36 years.
Well, I think he was 30 when he got elected. Yeah, 36. Are you sure? I bet he's 66 then.
You bet he's 66?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take a look.
No, the reason I say this is you have to be 30 to be a senator, and I believe he was elected while he was 29, but his birthday comes today, so he was 30 by the time he got sworn in.
Well, you know me in math, so